100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Yes, I know, I'm still on the headset. I'm going to wait until Amazon Prime Day before getting a new microphone. I'm reading reviews, I'm studying, and then I'm going to buy a Yeti anyway. And it's going to be Yeti Blue, not a Yeti Snowflake, or whatever the frick it is. Not that I ever care about audio quality. I'm not the one listening to these. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the stories this week were on a pick two, semantics, cheers, pots and pans, landslide, fret, and crystal. And you're going to hear this sometime this afternoon because I'm going to the island, going to enjoy for a bit, and then I'm going to put this together. So deal with it. Anyway, that's the introduction, so let's get right to the show, and I hope you enjoy.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Ultimate Torch and Twang. Crystal Fret was a country western singer in the late 40s. A solid voice, but wasn't graced with a lot of luck. Never could rise to the top of the game, or for that matter, the middle of the game. She was the girl on the third mic, repeating the refrain, crooning on the long note. Was on a few of your hit parade, even made an appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. Crystal Fret was born in Brooklyn and could never quite lose the New York R and D. Later in life, she became the head tour guide at Graceland. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 949, It's a Pick 2 Challenge. And now I understand why I couldn't listen to the episodes that week. I thought it was my podcasting holding program. It does screw things to me sometimes, but I don't mind hearing all your stories at once. In fact, it's a little simpler for me. Anyway, here's my story. It was crystal clear to Bilbert how upset Sabrina was at the mention of Mandy's name. What was not clear was why. Bilbert tried to fold his arms, but Sabrina quickly grabbed his hand and squeezed it gently. Bilbert shrugged. I haven't seen Mandy since the shooting, and I want to make sure she's okay, just like I did with you. Sabrina released his hand and closed her eyes like she was going to sleep. If you have to see Lindy Mindy, go.
There's nothing to fret about, Bilbert grumbled, heading out. Mom said she would check on you later.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Cross my palm with silver, and your future will be laid bare before you. The politician passed me a sizable wad of cash. I shook my head and beckoned for more. He was happy to comply. Muttering an invocation quietly to myself, I passed my hands over the crystal ball, then looked up at him, a gleam in my eye. It will be a landslide victory. After he left the tent, I chuckled. It would be a landslide all right. For his opponent. I gathered up the pile of cash from the table. My future, on the other hand, looked rosy.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Crystal was a cow. She was content with her simple, bucolic life. When aliens appeared near the creek, she decided to investigate. "Cheers," she mooed. The aliens got startled and, in a panic, hid behind a rock. "What's up?" But they just stared at her. "Moo?" Nothing. "Okay, well, nice to meet you guys." And she trotted away. Later, when the alien snuck up on her with a syringe, she went, "Oh, no, you won't. It's bad enough. You're poking around." That seemed like a pretty clear statement, but the aliens were confused. Poke? Around? Semantics. Semantics are a bitch. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. And this is my Pick 2 story. It's called To the Letter. I knew I was in trouble again. She had that look on her face. The mix of frustration, annoyance, and disbelief. It was a look that spelled just one thing. Well, she stood there, hands on hips, demanding a reply. "Well, what?" I responded innocently. "The washing up. You've only done half of it. And left all the pots and pans. And you haven't dried anything." I gave her my smug, self-satisfied look. "You asked me to wash the dishes. That's what I've done. You said nothing about the rest." I'm an English teacher. And I just love semantics. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every now and then, I look for something in the kitchen and can't find it. Is it in the cupboard? Is it in the left drawer, the right? In the kitchen island, or in the pantry, or on the shelves in the mudroom. There's a point at which I'll just give up and drive to Walmart to get a new one of whatever, instead of asking where it is. We needed a new one of that one anyway, I tell myself. The shelves and cabinets and cupboards and drawers get more and more cluttered. Future bargains for the inevitable estate sale.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the Pick 2 topics. Semantics, cheers, pots and pans, landslide, fret, and crystal. And the real reason why I'm waiting to do this is because Planet Z hasn't sent his story in yet. So, yeah, this will be out this afternoon. Anyway, that's it for this week. Next week, the topic is sponsor. The only time you'll ever hear a sponsor on this podcast. Ignore all the stuff back in the wild days when I pretended to be a part of this group or that group. I'm not a part of any group. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And once again, Amazon Prime Day, 4th of July is this week. I have this week off, so I might actually record the stories tomorrow on a day off. Imagine it, on this crappy headset. If I see a blue at Best Buy, you know I'm going to cave in, even though I get better cash back on Amazon. Whatever. Thank you all for listening, and as always, want to shout, keep it brief? Shout, keep it brief. I'm recording. Shall keep it brief. Keep it brief. Ugh.